Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The 125th Boston Marathon begins shortly with the men's wheelchair getting things started just after 8. With a closer look at today's event, we're joined now by Dave McGillivray, the race director of the Boston Marathon. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you feeling about today with the first Boston Marathon in 2.5 years?
I know. It's got to get the rust off. 30 months it's been, so we're very excited to finally be back. And I've always said the comeback stronger than the setback, and I think that's what we'll see out on the road today.
So you're in Hopkinton, which is a bit scaled down this year with no runner's village. Participants will be bused there and have just a little time before getting on the course. What was the decision-making process in that?
It was more about, you know, again, making these decisions were made 6 months ago or so. And again, they change as the situation changes. But we decided to, with an abundance of caution, just make sure we separate people, distance people from each other. So we decided to go with a rolling start, meaning that folks will be boarding buses by bib number and bib color number, which is based on their ability level. So the fastest go first. So they get dropped off. And generally speaking, once they're dropped off, they're able to walk down to the start and take off. So there's no need to wait 2 or 3 hours in an athlete's village like they had to in the past.
Is there anything else that feels different having the race in October instead of April?
It's dark out here in Hopkinton right now, and has been obviously since most of us arrived. But yeah, I mean, it's just, I think it's going to be actually a good experience for the runners because they've been able to train throughout the summertime versus throughout the real difficult winter time that they're used to training through. So we're expecting some pretty good performances by all the athletes, you know, the professionals as well as the age groups as well as the charity runners. So it should be a good day for everyone. It looks like an overcast day in the 60s, so not too shabby, especially based on the last couple of years where we had some pretty severe rain and lightning and all that. So hopefully the day goes well for everyone and everyone's safe.
So the race faced some pushback for deciding to hold the event on Indigenous Peoples Day. What are you doing to allay those concerns?
I'm not involved in that area of the race. The BAA is doing most of that, and there was a land acknowledgement that was read this morning right here at the start line by BAA officials with some folks from the Indigenous community here. So I think the BAA has really responded extremely well to all this, and I think everything's fine, and we're ready to go. Our first event is was the 6 a.m. military march, and they took off right on time, about 35 soldiers walking the course. And now next up is the men's wheelchair at 8:02 and the women's at 8:05, and then at 8:30 is the hand cycle and duos, 8:37 is the professional men, 8:45 is the professional women, 8:50 is the para-athletes, and 9 o'clock is when we start the rolling start, so it should be exciting.
So I know it's hard to look forward at this point, but after today, there will be a quick turnaround to next April with the 126th Boston Marathon just 6 months away. How is your team going to handle that?
Well, I mean, obviously, the greatest asset of this event and this organization is the experience of all the people that have been involved. I mean, some people have been doing this 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, some 50 years. So we have the best team, you know, in the industry, if you ask me. And I think we'll maybe take a little time off on Tuesday, but get right back to work on Wednesday, knowing that we only have 6 months to the next one.
You deserve it. Dave McGillivray, race director of the Boston Marathon, thank you so much for taking the time to join WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.